Bristol City 0, Aston Villa 3. We're into the next round of the Carabao Cup. See you on the green, up the Villa. So on first tonight, we've got Danny. How are you?
I'm good, Luke. Thanks for having me again.
Good. Welcome back. Your second appearance.
I know. Didn't get bad reviews then, hopefully.
That was good, to be fair. So you did well. So let's talk about the new kit. I know you love it in the club shop. So how's that going to go down?
So initially, when I saw the leaked images, like most people, I was a little bit underwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a camo pattern. And I'm thinking, oh, we actually want to be seen on the pitch, you know. That's not really a good idea. But then with the launch today, completely won over. I think it's nice in the home kit. I think it's nice in the away kit. And the fact that there's a story behind it, it means something. With the map, and it's not camo, it's just seems a bit more personal to the fan base. I think it's quite classy.
Yeah, I think so. It's just good,
definitely.
It has a bit of a story. Do you know, it's not just a shirt. I felt like we captured that a little bit with last year's third. You know, it was going back to like the retro, and we had the old model in it. So it feels like we're doing things right with the third shirt. So I'm really impressed with it. I really like it. So moving on to the game, how did you find it?
It was a brilliant game. I think initially when we saw the lineup, I expected a lot of heavy squad rotation, which is pretty standard for a cup game. And I'm thinking that Bristol were a good championship side last season.
Yeah.
So initially, I was a bit nervous. I thought, well, if we could have a cup upset here. Mm-hmm. But we just took absolute charge in the first half. First 13 minutes, just jumping around the front room. I couldn't believe it. It was incredible to see Keenan get an assist, El Ghazi tapping in.
Yeah.
I mean, in itself is pretty good. And then literally 3 minutes later, that absolute peach of an assist from Ramsey, it was just wonderful. And then Traore on the end of it, I couldn't believe what I was watching. And I'm just gutted that we couldn't be there to witness it firsthand. Because I do miss going to the cup games, the aways midweek, ending up in a random place anywhere in England. But I'm happy with the scoreline. I'm happy. I think there's a lot of people that put a really good shift in today. I feel bad for Keenan.
Yeah,
you've got to, aren't you?
Yeah, just do a goal, like just anything, just any goal. It just do him so much good.
You can't deny that. I mean, particularly in the first goal, his hold up play and literally running circles around the Bristol players in the area to get that assist in for El Ghazi. I was like, yes, that's the Keenan that Dean Smith obviously signed for a reason.
Definitely.
Because he sees that kind of play obviously day in, day out on the training pitch. And he got 70 minutes or so. And then Watkins came on.
Yeah. And he gets his little tap in.
Oh, bless him. I know. I mean, so Watkins is incredible. 3 minutes. Job done, but you have to feel for Keenan there.
Definitely, but I think it's just, you know, it's good. It's just a team player, isn't he? And I think if that's what he can bring to us, then hopefully it means we get the wins and everything like that. I think one thing I think is really positive with us at the minute is we seem to be taking everything seriously. You know, you see like cup upsets all the time where teams aren't at it, but we seem to have got this mentality now where we want to go out and win. And I think that's such a good sight for us to be watching, because it just breeds us with confidence watching them as well, doesn't it? That we have faith that you know, I remember going down Villa Park years ago and thinking, we're going to win today. There's no doubt we're going to win. And I feel like we've lost that recently. Mm. But I think we're kind of getting that back a little bit, that we expect and want to win every game that we play. And I think it's only going to do us good in the end.
Absolutely. The first thing that my fella said when he came home tonight, because he's in the army, I need to explain that, so he works away a lot of the time, and he came back tonight. We didn't get to watch the game on Monday together, and he made a point of saying, Martinez, what a signing.
Yeah.
He was incredible. And it's not just that, it's Ollie Watkins as well. Traore's debut goal was just incredible. And it's like, the fact that we've managed to keep hold of Jack Grealish is actually attracting good players to come to Aston Villa. And I was feeling that when I was driving home, it's not getting excited for the match. I started to feel that warm, fuzzy feeling that Villa, we're going to end up being back where we should be.
Definitely. I agree. I think you can see, like, I hate it when you see like pundits and, you know, they just stick us down at the bottom and say like, look, they're going to get relegated again. And it's so lazy. But if you're a fan and you actually see what we're building, you know, you don't have to just have your Villa tinted glasses on. You can actually see what we're doing. We're tying down our best players for the future, which is enabling us to bring in a lot better quality. And even next season, we'll be bringing in even better players than the ones that we're bringing in now. And we will get there. I'm sure we'll get there. I think you can just see what's going on at the minute at the club, that we're building something special. And I think it's so nice to see. And it's so important that we did stay up last season. That's going to be the most important part, is that we did it. And just to see Villa grow. So just quickly moving on to Monday's game against Fulham then. How are you feeling about that?
I've got to feel positive.
Yeah.
Fulham's form has not been good since their start in the Premier League. The Cup, I actually can't remember. Did they get knocked out of the Cup last week?
I'm not sure.
I don't follow Fulham. Actually don't know. But I do know that they're not doing too well in the Premier League. We should win. We should win. I did a prediction at the start of the season. I said we were going to get 51 points over the course of the season. And I've got us down for taking all 6 points from Fulham.
Definitely. I love that optimism. I think we'll do it. And I think if we want to get to the level this season that we want to get to, we've got to be going there and beating them. And I think we've got enough in our squad to be able to do that. I think they've shipped in quite a lot of goals so far. And I think we look pretty solid. And I think we can go there with confidence. And I think we all know for a fact that during the bottom half of the table, we have probably got one of the best players in the league in Jack Grealish. So if he turns up, does his stuff, everybody else works as a team as well. Maybe Traore might come in. And I do think Watkins is going to get his first goal. I'm going to go for a Watkins goal on a Monday night. It'll be his first one.
Yeah, pretty much fancy him for that one as well.
It
would be pretty good if Traore could get some minutes as well in the Premier League. Yeah. So I know he didn't get a full game. He's got to build up his match fitness, but what a way to come on. That goal is
I think I've watched it about 20 times already. It's just too good.
It's a good goal. It's going to be up there with a couple of the best. There's some volleys, and then there's that one. It just went inside. It just looked a bit nonchalant. Yeah.
It's just like he's like, I'm here now.
It was brilliant. And I think the nicest thing about that as well was actually the goal celebration. He's the new boy.
Yeah.
And yet Elmo and Keenan and Lansbury all ran up to him, all hugs, all smiles. You can see that he's part of the team, and you've got to commend Dean Smith for what he's building. To have a team that's so well gelled, that's been the main goal, hasn't it? to be honest. You know, last season we got loads of new players in. It was all about gelling, maturing as a team together, and then having some clever additions. And it looks like all of the steps are happening. It's all slotting into place.
It's brilliant. It's great to see. So thanks for coming on, Danny.
Always a pleasure.
Cool.
Thanks for having me. Up the Villa.
Meet you soon up the Villa.
See ya.
So I'm delighted to say Justin's making an appearance on the podcast tonight. How are you?
All right, mate.
Good stuff. So through to another round of the Carabao Cup. So how do you feel like the performance was today?
Yeah, very pleased. Obviously, coming so quickly after playing on Monday, he changed all 11, which probably wasn't a surprise again. And everybody had a chance to impress, and I think everybody probably did impress. It's lovely to just to cruise through, to be honest. It's what, at the start of the game, we all hoped would happen, but you're never too sure, are you, with these cup games? Bristol have started pretty well in the league, couple of wins, so they're sort of up there to early days, but you know, we're at their place, and probably not having the fans there has helped us tonight, because going to a championship club with sort of a second 11 is a real banana skin. But I think the biggest compliment you can give to them is Bristol were never in the game, really. I think we started really well. They probably be very disappointed with their night's work watching the game, and all of our players did what they needed to do. They all turned up and they all played really well.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, one man on the team sheet that we all definitely had our eye on was Traore. So, I mean, that goal needs no introduction, but how do you think he played?
He was really bright. I mean, the goal aside, his first probably 20 minutes, he looked like he was trying to prove, you know, to everybody what kind of a good player he is, and he did. He picked the ball up in good areas. He used the ball well. He was dynamic, and he wanted to always get forward. And the goal just topped off what was a very good first half and a very good debut for him. Now, I've obviously been looking at Twitter, people are saying, did he mean it? Didn't he mean it? But I think from the angle the ball came, I mean, I've got to say, what a pass from Ramsey as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Worldy ball that was. From the angle, there was a player in the middle. I think Dave was making the run in the middle, but it did look like that he did try and sort of steer it into that bottom, a top corner opposite, away from the keeper. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say 100% meant it. And yeah, it was his right foot, and he's supposed to be all left-footed, isn't he?
Yeah.
So if he's doing that kind of thing with his right foot, God help us when he gets his left foot in gear. Jesus.
So it was a great finish, to be fair. And I think we mentioned on the last Carabao Cup episode about blooding the youth into this team now. And I think, again, Jacob Ramsey in that team, you know, he played really well today, and it's just great to see that we've got promising players coming through. And one thing I'd like to say about us at the minute in this competition is, isn't it nice to see us just cruising through these ties?
Yeah, definitely. On the Ramsey thing, he does seem to be, obviously he's played the last two cup games, so he seems to be really in the manager's thoughts now. And he's impressed in both games, really has. Another one that likes to get on the ball. He likes to drive forward. He seems to have a good passing range. He gets in the box late, so I imagine he will pick up his fair share of goals once he sort of starts playing more regularly. And onto the cup. Yeah, he is. He's brilliant. You know, this cup is very important. I mean, last week I was listening to a few WM phonings, and a lot of the fans of the Midlands clubs are questioning sort of, do we really want to go any further in the competition? And for me, 100%, you know, we hope to be obviously safer this season than we were last season, so cup competitions is realistically our only avenue of winning something. So while these early rounds are a little bit off, especially given the current situation, because we're having to play a league game and then a cup game, then a league game and a cup game in such quick succession, you could easily say, okay, we've had a reserve side out and we've gone out, oh well, but you know, in the next two or three rounds, we're suddenly quarter-final, semi-final stage.
Mm-hmm.
And as it showed last season, we got to a final and, all right, we lost it, but it was a fantastic day out. I mean, whether we're going to be able to see football live again is another matter. But we ultimately want to win trophies, don't you? So this is a really, really strong avenue to go and win a trophy. And we got Stoke at home next week, I think.
Yeah.
So a decent chance to get through to what would be then the quarter-final. So, yeah, 100%. You know, we want to progress in these competitions.
I think it's great, and I'm with you on that. I just think it's brilliant to progress, and you know, our club's steeped in the history of this competition, so you know, we want to continue that as well. So moving on to Fulham on Monday night then, you know, confidence-wise, we should be really good. So what are your initial thoughts on going into that game then?
Yeah, very confident. I think the squad will be confident. You know, a couple of good wins now. The first win in the league will do us the world of good. I think Fulham have struggled a little bit to adapt in the league. So, you know, we've got to be confident. We've got to go there thinking that we can win. And I think that's got to be in the managers' and players' minds to go and win that game. And that would be a fantastic start then, two wins in a row. And they look all right, Fulham. But I do think we've got enough to go there and win the game, you know, definitely.
I think we've got enough in us to even do a job on them. You know, tactically, I think we can stifle them as well. And I think that's what we lacked last year, being able to do that to certain teams. So I think we can go there, like you say, with confidence, with a game plan, execute it, and come away with 6 points. And we're buzzing. We're moving on into then another games. And it just breeds confidence, doesn't it?
100%, yeah. I mean, weirdly tonight, he hasn't even entered my head, but Jack Grealish wasn't even on the bench. No. Didn't even play. You know, I'm not saying we did miss him, because he would have been fantastic in a game like that tonight, but he'll have a full week now to get ready for that game on Monday. We've got Traore, who's had a good, 70 minutes tonight. Watkins came on out. Watkins and Trezeguet were the only two what you class as first teamers to come off the bench. Traore's only just signed, but he will be a regular first team, you would think. So they're good minutes in their legs. And Traore, you would think, at least make the bench next Monday. So that's that strengthens our bench as well, doesn't it? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And you know, prediction-wise, I fancy to go there and beat them. I really do.
Yeah, definitely. So just want to say thanks, everybody, for watching. Subscribe to the channel. Drop us some likes. Drop us some comments. And speak to you all soon. And thanks for coming on, Justin.
Subscribe away, folks. Up the Villa. Loving
it. Speak to you soon. Up the Villa.